The bacon factory where I worked was full of romance. Eyes would lock over a tray of ham steaks, and the next thing we knew, someone was being hauled into the office for shagging in the locker rooms again. But for me, sadly, there was no romance and just a lot of sexual harassment. In the section where I worked, women outnumbered men by about 3-1. Rather than giving women control, it seemed to elevate the status of the few men working there. Some of the men were very nice. Some of the men were very gropey. Dave was a jolly older man. He called me Pen, and I didn't even mind. He never yelled at me. He explained bacon carefully and in a way that I could understand. Unfortunately, most of the time when he was speaking to me, he stood behind me with his hands on my waist, leaning into me. When Dave touched me, I had a strong instinct to kick like a pony. But I didn't. I also never told Dave that I didn't like it or complained to anyone else. Why? Because I knew that I was unpopular. Dave-o, on the other hand, was well-liked and respected. I saw him do the same thing to other women, and no one else complained. Years later, I told a manager in a workplace that I'd prefer it if he didn't refer to us as girls. He never did it again, and it seemed so simple. But even tackling a slightly sexist comment in a very supportive public service work environment was difficult for me. I don't know what would have happened had I complained at the bacon factory, but I'm virtually certain it would have been unpleasant. Though in retrospect, kicking like a pony might have been worth it.